Now, are the buses back in Lagmore? Let me speak to Michael Dornan, who's with the Unite Union and looks after the Metro drivers. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Are the buses back as normal now, or are you still providing a restricted service after the stone throwing?
Well, no. Yesterday evening, the Unite representatives, along with senior management, and the community reps from the area, along with representatives from the community police, we met to discuss the ongoing attacks on buses travelling through the area. And unfortunately, because of these sustained attacks, we have decided to monitor day services and withdraw evening services. We apologise for the inconvenience that this will cause those that use and depend on this bus service, but the safety and welfare of the driver is paramount to us. And if we protect the driver, we will also ensure the safety of the people from that community who are on board those buses.
It's absolutely unbelievable that young people will wreck a bus. What they get out of that, I just don't understand their mindset. And they are disrupting a service that even their own family members are possibly going to want to use.
Yes. Unfortunately, you know, this time of year where the school break would have a part to play, but no excuse for it actually going on. What I would say is the councillor and community rep from that area is working tirelessly to try and ensure safe passage for the bus drivers. But what he is lacking is the support from the whole community. And what he needs is that community to come together and support him, because there are people that depend on that bus service for their own independence, and the younger people, as in school children, etc. And they're all going to be deprived of this because of these mindless attacks.
It's sad to think that they are there. They do exist. And I would emphasise the vast majority of youngsters in the West and in Lagmore are salt of the earth, good people who want to get on with their daily and nightly routines. But this little cancer that exists in society, they wouldn't think twice about actually burning a bus if they could get onto it to take it off you.
No, that's correct. And you're absolutely correct. They are the salt of the earth. And most of the communities are like that, unfortunately, there are a small number of people. And the point that I want to make here is that bus drivers are members of the various communities, and we provide this very important service for the community. We live in the real world, and we realise that at times we come under attack for whatever reason, but we are not prepared to continuously run some form of gauntlet. These attacks, if not stopped by the community, will deprive the most vulnerable people from that community a service that they depend on. The community, and I can't emphasise this enough, Frank, the community needs to get together, take ownership of their public transport, and stop these mindless attacks.
What's done on those who are found guilty of this? Do they get any sort of fine, or do they just get a reprimand if they're caught?
Well, I mean, all we can do is actually get the facts, give it to the police, and they will make them accountable. How they provide that sort of, you know, accountability is up to the police, and I suppose it ranges from the age, et cetera, et cetera. But regardless of that, it's not so much the penalty that they will achieve or will be subjected to. It's the service that we provide is going to be deprived of people that could be their parents, their aunts, their uncles, their family members. They are going to be deprived because we are not prepared to actually endure this sort of attacks. Let's be quite clear. If you have a vehicle that says travelling at a certain speed and there's a brick comes through a windscreen and that driver loses control, then that bus is out of control and there is a serious, serious possibility of serious injury to the driver and the people from that community who are on board that bus. People are going to have to get real here and understand that they need to get together. They need to take back the ownership of public transport. And the only way they're going to do that is allow us to provide the professional service that the people on that from that community depend on.
Totally, totally. Couldn't argue with one thing that you're saying, Michael. We got the news next.